Community members in Reno gathered this week at a local school to look over a proposed sexual education curriculum for high school students. KUNR Stephanie Serrano was there and has this report.
More than 100 residents hovered around tables in the school's cafeteria, each labeled with a different lesson plan for them to review and discuss amongst each other, after they were asked to take a digital survey about the proposed curriculum. The SHARE program, or Sexual Health and Responsibility Education, in Washoe County hasn't been updated since 2003. Now a committee of 9 people is looking to make changes. That committee includes parents, along with a faith leader, a healthcare provider, and educational professionals. The lessons they're recommending include worksheets and videos like this one on consent.
If you're still struggling with consent, just imagine instead of initiating sex, you're making them a cup of tea. You say, "Hey, would you like a cup of tea?" And they go, "Oh my God, I would love a cup of tea. Thank you." Then you know they want a cup of tea. If you say, "Hey, would you like a cup of tea?" And they're like, I'm not really sure. Then you could make them a cup of tea or not, but be aware they might not drink it. And if they don't drink it, then, and this is the important part, don't make them drink it.
Along with teaching students what consent means, one lesson focuses on technology.
We're looking at technology safety, their digital footprint, sexting, ramifications, both, you know, legally, emotionally, things like that, that our kids are involved in because they're always on some kind of smart device.
That's Rochelle Proctor, who's in her second year as the program's coordinator, but has been with the district for 22 years.
When we came forward with to the Board of Trustees early in the school year, we were given a directive from the board at that time that we needed to develop a curriculum that was more inclusive for our LGBTQ student populations.
More than half of the people who attended the preview were against the lesson that would discuss sexual identity and orientation. That includes Moses Moreno, who showed up with other members of his church, New Wine Christian Ministries.
I definitely do agree that consent should be taught. I think consent has been taught subconsciously to other people or in generations, but it's something that we've been avoiding and it should be taught. With the other topics, I really would be lying if I tell you that I know what else they're here about. The main reason I'm here is for the what I am against, which is the same sex.
Whether you're struggling with your gender identity or not, if you're aware that there might be people who don't identify necessarily with their outside gender, maybe you can be more cognizant and respectful of those other people. It doesn't mean that you necessarily have to agree, but at least we can, you know, sort of start the conversation of inclusion.
Andrea Thompson is a nurse practitioner in the area and moved to Reno 3 years ago to raise a family. She's been vocal during public comment.
I can tell you from the medical standpoint, medical community, this is something that is so needed. We have young people who are getting pregnant at a very young age. I had a patient who was very young and had no idea that a baby was going to come out of her vagina, you know, and we need to better arm our young people because we're doing them a disservice.
The curriculum will go to the Board of Trustees in late May. They may approve of all 6 lessons or ask the committee to keep working. Stephanie Serrano, KUNR News.